There are some fans.
They are the devotee, they are very inconvenient. From next time, you just arrange for some fans. Whatever facility you have got, you can use them for Krishna's sake. Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi Jukta Vairagya Mukti. Dry renouncement is not recommended by our acharya. Natatha Jhavamana Rajan Kriyuta Tapayadihi. Jatha Krishna Krita Pranas Tat Purusha Nisivaya. So this part we have been discussing, that the beginning of this discussion was that people are suffering, just like a man suffers from disease. There are different types of pains. So, this material world is a place where we have to suffer different types of pains by different causes. That is our position, actual position. Tritapa Jantrama. They are called, tri means three. The Sanskrit word three and the Latin three. Almost. Now here, the thunderbolt is another pain. This is called adhidoivik. Pains are miseries offered by the demigods. According to Vedic conception, this thunderbolt is thrown by Lord Indra, the king of heaven. He is in charge of cloud and rains. So when the thunderbolt is there, it is very painful. The other day, one of our students was telling a story that on the plane, Mr. George Harrison, he was descending by the modern Jambu plane, but there was lightning and thunderbolt, and the plane was in very great danger when it was descending on New York. So he began to chant Hare Krishna. So every passenger was surprised by this fellow chanting Hare Krishna. So somehow or other, he says that we are saved. That is a fact, of course. You believe or not believe, that is a different thing. But it is a fact that taking shelter of this Mahamantra, if you always keep yourself and chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, it is not a very difficult task. Simply, you have to agree. That's all. It is not difficult. Just like our boys and girls, they are chanting always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. What is your loss? You are not losing anything. But if there is gain, why don't you try it? You are not losing any money. We are not charging any money that I shall give you this mantra. No, we are giving this mantra, chanting this tree, chanting this. So you simply practice it and do it and see the result. We are not asking anything. You first of all, you do this, that, or you pray something. No. We are simply inviting you, please come and chant with us. Hare Krishna mantra, God saved us, and we have. What is the objection? I do not find any objection. No sane man will say, no, I have got objection. What is objection? So, this world is always, you should remember, full of miseries. If we are thinking that I am very comfortably situated, that is illusion, that is maya. This is wrong concept. You should be very much pessimistic, not optimistic. Optimistic, that is animal conception. The animals, they do not know. Any miserable condition, even in the slaughterhouse, just after a few minutes the animal will be slaughtered, but if it is thinking that I am safe, eating grass, that's it. The goat, in India of course, they do not slaughter cows, some of them do, but there is slaughter cows. So, the one goat is being slaughtered and the other goat is standing there eating grass. It is thinking that I am very safe. So that is illusion. This question was raised by Dharmaraj to Yudhishthira, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? He replied, this is the most wonderful thing. What is that? Ahani ahani lokani gacchanti jama mandira. In every moment, so many men are going to jama mandira, means to the hands of the cruel death. Sisasthitam icchanti. But those who are not dying immediately, they are thinking, I am safe. We are safe. Everyone is thinking, I will not die. Then my father died, that's all right. My brother, that's all right. But he thinks, I will not die. This is called illusion. But there is no remedy. We are inventing so many scientific processes to counteract difficulties. The scientific research is going on. How to counteract nature's onslaught on us? They say, here is a nature's onslaught. Thunderbolt. Now how we can counteract it? You have some measures of counteract. That does not mean it is perfect. At any moment, everything can be dismantled. So, sisasthitamichyanti kimasajjam mataparam. I am seeing the same example. One goat is seeing that his fellow goat is being slaughtered, but he is thinking that he will not be killed. This is perilous. So here it is said that Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Abho means we are suffering all threefold miseries. Threefold misery means one kind of misery is due to this body and mind. That is called adhyatmik, pertaining to the body and mind. Another kind of misery, adhyatmik, adibhautik, misery is offered by other living entities. Some enemy, some animal causes some pains to your body, to your mind. So that is called adhyatmik, adibhautik, and adidvaivik. Misery is offered by the demigods. Just like we believe that the thunderbolt is thrown by the Lord Indra. So, these three kinds of miserable condition of material existence is going on. Either three all at a time, or two at a time, at least one must be there. That is our condition of life. And these miseries are offered to us due to our sinful life. Yes. Without sin, nobody suffers. So, in the material world, every one of us, rich, poor, educated, non-educated, black, white, deep, dark, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, everyone. Everyone is under the threefold miseries. That's the point. Therefore, but everyone is trying to get out of misery. That is our Sanagat. Nobody wants to suffer. Everyone wants to be very peaceful and prosperous. Why? Because we are originally a spiritual spark, part of God, Satchidananda Vigraha, who is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. Therefore, eternally we are also blissful, although we may be far. That's just like the part of gold is gold. So, we are small eternal and God is big eternal. That is the difference. There is big mine of gold and big earring of gold. Both of them are gold. The quality, chemical quality is the same. So, God is by nature Anandamaya Abhyasa. And the Vedanta Sutra has said that God is blissful by nature. Always enjoying pleasure. Just like here we see Krishna. Krishna is enjoying. He is playing on flute. And Srimati Radharani, his pleasure potency is there. So, this is the perfect picture of God. Full of enjoyment. Why God shall be engaged in other things which is not enjoyment? Therefore, Anandamaya Bhyasa. He is by nature Anandamaya, blissful. Just like we also try to, because we are part and parcel, a small particle of God, we also try to enjoy pleasure in association of young boys, young girls. That is where from this idea comes. The idea comes from God. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadrasya-jataha. Everything, whatever we see, it is coming from Him. So, by nature, we should be always engaged in pleasure, potency. But then, why you are in this miserable condition? This question must arise in human form of life. If it does not, then he has not come to the perfection of human life. If he thinks that I am happy, then still he is in animal process of life. He has not developed his human concept. If he is self-complacent that I am happy, this is the sign of advancement of consciousness. And when it comes to Krishna consciousness, that means his gifts are this material consciousness, unhappy consciousness of material existence, and come to the pleasure platform of Krishna, then his life is perfect. Therefore, we have to change the consciousness. In the material platform, or in material consciousness, we shall be always happening by the threefold miseries. Just like the thunderbolt, you Americans, you may think that you are the richest nation in the world, but you cannot avoid the thunderbolt. That is not possible. you may have riches more than other countries, but that does not mean there will be no more thunderbolt in your country. There will be no more disease in your country, no more death in your country. These things must be there in material existence. However, scientifically or economically, you may be advanced. So, Janma Mustu Jarabhat, not only on this planet, in every planet you go. Either you go to the moon planet, they are going to the moon planet, although they cannot leave there, they come back. Anyway, any planet you go, the four things will follow within this material world. Janma Mustu Jarabhat. Janma means birth. The pains of birth, the pains of death. When a child is born, the mother also suffers from pain and the child also suffers from pain. It's coming out from a packed up condition, suffocated condition. As soon as the child comes out from the mother's womb, it feels relief. Oh, hurt. In 7 months, he develops the consciousness and the child suffers too much. He prays, one who is fortunate, he prays to God, my dear Lord, please get me out in from this condition. Then this time I shall simply be devotee. So we have to repeat it, we have to accept repeated birth and death. That is suffering. Janma Mrityu. Then old age. Before death, when one is old, the limbs are not so strong, the stomach is not so strong, there are so many diseases. So we are always suffering from diseases, from some kinds of pains. And pleasure, it is simply a mental concoction. There is no pleasure. Actually, there is always pain. Therefore, the Shastri conclusion, we are discussing this point, that we suffer from pains, different miserable conditions on account of our sinful life. And for getting out of sinful life, so many prescriptions are given that we have to undergo austerity, celibacy. You have to control your mind, you have to control your senses, you have to give your money in charity, you should be very truthful, you should be very clean, so on, so many methods. And now here, it is said that even if we undergo all these processes of purification from our sinful life, they are never complete. Therefore, Sri Goswami said, one cannot be completely purified by this process. Then how we can be purified? Jatha Krishna pita pranas tat purusha visiva. As one can become purified immediately, simply offering himself, is everything, dedicated himself to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Jatha Krishna Tita Prana. Prana means life force, living force. That is called prana. So, then very dear to us. We do not wish to give up our living force. Therefore, whenever there is possibility of death, we take all possible care to preserve that living force. But if one dedicates this living force, the living energy, just like these boys and girls, they have given, all their energies have been given to Krishna. Krishna Arpita Prana. Arpita means dedicated. And prana is living force. Krishna Arpita Prana. Tat Purusha Nishiva. How one can dedicate the living force of oneself to Krishna, tat purusha nishivaya, by serving that Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, we have got the eternal form of the Lord, Radha Krishna. And all activities are engaged to render him service. By this process, one will be able to dedicate his everything to Krishna. And when he has actually done it, then all the other processes, they are automatically achieved. The result of that process is automatically people's tapaste sushno arja. Anyone who has engaged himself in the devotional service of Krishna, it is to be understood that he has already undergone all the process of austerity, celibacy, and controlling. Everything he has already done. Just like if you see that a man, a person, is admitted as a student in law college, it is to be understood that he has passed his graduation, education in the college. Because without being graduate, nobody is admitted in the law college. Similarly, anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that he has already passed all the processes recommended for getting out of contamination of sinful activities. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita also. Jīvāmantagatam pāpam. Without being freed from all the contamination of sinful activities, one cannot be attached to Krishna consciousness. Janaram punyakarmana. Persons who are simply engaged in pious activities. Such persons, they, dandamahoninmukha, whether I shall worship Krishna, or whether I shall worship Durga, or Kali, or the Shiva, or this, or that, so many different worshipful objects. But, according to Bhagavad Gita, mamekam, Krishna says only unto me. So anyone who takes to this process, only to Krishna, they are dandamahanimuth. They are free from all dualities. No more dualities. Krishna is the Bhagavan. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, I must surrender unto Krishna and engage myself in the service of the Lord. This is called Krishnartita Prana, dedicated to Krishna. Sadri Chinasyama Loki Pantha Khema Kutubha. Now, Sukadeva Goswami is recommending. Actually, this is the perfect system, Krishna consciousness. This is the perfect Sadri Chinasyama Chinasyama. Just Sukadeva. Sadri Chinasyama Jayama Loki. In this material world, this is the perfect system of getting uncontaminated or purified from the sinful life. Sadri Jina Jayama Loki Pantha the path Kema profited akutoma without any danger, without any fear, akutoma. Sushila sadhava jatra narayana parayana. So devotees of Lord Krishna, they are very sushila. Sushila means gentle, well-behaved. That is another test. Sushila, they are very gentle. Adas may insult them, but they are very tolerant. They feel with others. With very gentle behavior, you will find that. They never, I mean, say, disregardful to anyone. Even being insulted. Sushila. Sadhava. Why Sushila? Because they are sadhu. Sadhu means saint. Saint. Sadhava, sadhu bhushana. What is the saint? Saint means titiksava. Titiksava means they are very tolerant. Don't you see that Jesus Christ was crucified, still he was tolerant. He did not take any revenge. This is called Sushila, sadhu, tolerant. Titiksava karunika. One side, they are for their personal self, they are tolerating all kinds of insult, but at the same time, still they are karunika. Very merciful to the people in general. These boys, these girls go to the street, they are sometimes disturbed, but still they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so that others may hear and take profit of. This is their business. Tithik sabha karunika. Why they are taking this business? Because they know that these people are suffering on account of loss of Krishna consciousness. So by hearing this chanting Hare Krishna mantra, gradually they will come to Krishna consciousness. Actually that is the fact. When I came to your country, I did not import it. They are your countrymen, your boys, your girls. Simply by hearing this chanting Hare Krishna mantra in the Tompkinson Square, I was sitting down underneath the tree. They have come. So this chanting of Mahamantra is so powerful. So they are karunika, they are very merciful. They are going in spite of all troubles. They are not sitting down. They go. So Tithikshava karunika Srihida Sarvabhutana. Why they are so merciful? Because they are friends of everyone. Sarvabhutana. They don't discriminate that white man should be my friend, not the black man. Or the human being should be my friend, not the animals. No. A devotee is friendly to everyone, every living entity. It doesn't matter, without any distinction. Suida sarvabhutana. Titiksava karunika. Suida sarvabhutana. Ajata sastrava. Shanta. They do not think anyone as their enemy. They think everyone is our friend. Actually, everyone is our friend. We are living friendly relationship with the public. We have no enemies. We don't think anyone is our enemy. If somebody acts enemically, we think that he has not understood, therefore he is doing like this, but let me try to make him understand what we are doing. This is Savakaranita Srila Savabhutana. Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Puja. These are the ornaments of the sadhu. Sadhu. Here it says, Sushila Sadhava, well behaved, and they are sadhu. Sushila Sadhava, Jatra Narayana Parak. As soon as one becomes Narayana Parayana, Narayana means Krishna. Krishna is the original Narayana. So Parayana means one is attached to Narayana, Krishna. Immediately, all these good qualities manifest. Susila sadhava jatra Narayana Parayana. Prayachittani chinnani Narayana Parayamukham. Non-nishkunnanti rajanda sudakum mammi bapaka. In India, still, wine is untouched, liquor. Not only wine, the wine bottle, even though it is empty, it is untouched. Sudakum. Suda means wine. Here, of course, in advance, civilization, they have a nice pepper bottle. But formerly, the wine drunkards, they used to keep wine in some, what is called jar, but big pot. Kumbha, what is the exact translation of kumbha? All right. Not one word. That's all. So, Surakumbha, Iva, Avoga, the pots which are used for keeping Sura, or wine, a liquor, that cannot be purified even if we wash 1,000 times with water. The example is given here. Similarly, prayaschitta ni chinnani narayana paramukha. If this prayaschitta atonement does not involve his Krishna consciousness, then it is just like washing the wine pot with water. The idea is that the wine pot, although it is empty, you cannot purify it simply by washing with water. Simply, similarly, a man who is not raised to the platform of Krishna consciousness, you go on trying so many types of atonement, it is like this Surakumbha. The idea is that he cannot be purified. He cannot be purified. Day will come when his impure mind will be impetus to another type of sinful activities. That is, try. One in India, this back to garden, it was started from India in 1934. So, when I was posted in Delhi post office, this back to garden, the post office in fact, at that time I was not sannyasi, I was in Banaprastha. So, he inquired that if a man becomes honest, if a man deals with others very nicely, moral, and so on, so on, so what is the use of becoming a devotee of God? I replied that if a man is not devotee, that he cannot be honest, he cannot be moralist. That is not possible. Without God consciousness, the so-called morality, honesty, gentlemanness is impossible. It is not possible. So, if you want to revive all these good qualities in your society, then you have to invoke your God consciousness first. Otherwise, it is impossible. One who is not Krishna conscious, he cannot have any good quality. It is impossible. Bhaktasya tuto mahadugna. Manorathina, because he is hovering on the mental plane. You find so many big men, politicians, but because they are not God conscious, all their activities are not honest. It cannot. Therefore, it is said that simply by atonement, by superficial trying to become uncontaminated, is not possible as much as the pot which contained liquor previously, you cannot purify it simply by washing with water. Prayaschitta nichinani narayana paramukham. Narayana paramukham means averse to Krishna consciousness. Such person cannot be purified simply by this prescription of austerity, penance, and controlling the mind, controlling the character. Nanishpanti rajanda surakumbha mibhav. Sakin mana Krishna padaravindayo nidbeshitam tad gunaraji jai viha. Nate jamana pasa vitasta tad vatar. Sapne pi paskanti pechinna niskrita. So, Sudeva Goswami said that Sakit mana Krishna padaravinda is somewhere other. One surrenders his mind unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Sakit mana padara Krishna padara binda. Sakit mana Krishna padara binda. Now here, another thing, you can note that it, in two verses, the word Krishna has appeared. The Bhagavad was written 5,000 years ago, and this incident which Sukadeva Goswami is going to narrate, these incidents happened. Ajami Upaka, the history of Ajami's life, many thousands and millions of years ago. So this Krishna name is already there. Krishna name is already there. That means sometimes the so-called historians, they say that Krishna Vasi has begun after Krishna's appearance on this planet. But that is not the fact. Krishna Vasi was existed long, long before. As it is stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yugam Prastavana Hamabhayam. First of all, I spoke this philosophy to Vivasa, the god of the sun planet. So historically, if the historians argue like that Krishna consciousness movement has begun after the appearance of Krishna. But that is not fact. Krishna appears in one day of Brahma. That is, many millions of years after, once, just like the sun appears after 24 hours or 12 hours. There is a period of appearance of the sun. Similarly, there is a period of appearance of Krishna on this planet. Krishna appears as a historical person, but he is the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, in these verses, we see the name Krishna. And not only here, in many places in fact, the Krishna name is there. So Krishna is not to be taken a name picked up from history. His Supreme Personality of God. So here it is said, Sakit mana Krishna padara binda nidvishitam gunarag tad gunarag jayiyah. If somebody somewhere or other becomes attracted to Krishna by hearing about his transcendental qualities, just like you are discussing here about Krishna, you are coming. Thank you very much that you are coming. But in this way, hearing and hearing, somehow or other you become attracted to Krishna. This hearing means gradually you will be attracted. The same reason that these boys and girls are attracted by hearing. We have not bribed them with money. No. Simply by hearing. Sakit mana Krishna padaravinda nidyesitana tad gunarali jaya. Nate jama pasa bhitastra tad bhatan sapne ki pashanti ki chinna nidya. Anyone, somehow or other, he becomes attracted to Krishna. And he simply says, oh, Krishna is very nice. Krishna's qualities are very nice. Krishna's pastimes are very nice. He becomes guaranteed immune from the attack of Jamaraj. Jamaraj means, according to Vedic literature, there is a superintendent appointed by God who examines the sinful activities of the living entities and punishes him according to the gravity of his sinful life. He is called Jamara. And he has got many agents who take the living entity to Jamaraj after death. And when the judgment is given, then he is given a type of body for suffering or so-called enjoyment. But not enjoyment, because most heinous and sinful persons are taken to him. So here it is said, anyone, some or other, if he has become attracted to Krishna by his transcendental qualities and style, then what happens? Nate jamanga pasa vitasya tadvatan svapne pipasya. The agents of Jamaraj, even in dream, do not come there. Even in dream. Not to speak of directly. So you are guaranteed. You are guaranteed. Then long, long ago, one friend asked that, why do you put this necklace? Then it is guaranteed that it shall not be thought down. Just like dog having a belt. It is not shut down by anyone. It is known that he has a master. Similarly, these belts will save us from being shut down by the agents of Jamaraj. They will see, oh, here is a devotee. Here is a devotee. Atra chodaharanti itihasam puratanam dutanang vishnu jamayo sangmadastam nibodham. Now, everything requires evidence. How one is released from the attack of the agents of Jamaraj, he is citing some example from the history. Now, here it is said that atra cha udaharanti imam itihasam. Puratanam. These Puranas, in the basic literature, there are different divisions. The first is four Vedas. Then the Upanishads. Then they are summarized in Vedanta. Then they are again explained in Puranas. There are 18 Puranas. This Bhagavad Purana is called Mahapurana. 18 Puranas, they are meant for different kinds of people. There are different kinds of men. Some are being conducted by the modes of ignorance. Some are being conducted by the modes of passion. Some of them are being conducted by the modes of goodness. So for three classes of men, there are 6 Puranas each class. Therefore 18 Puranas. And this Bhagavad Purana is for the topmost class of men who are in goodness, not only in goodness, but they are devotees of Lord Krishna. So, these Puranas are explanation of the Vedic system in understandable historical references. Therefore, they are called Itihasa. Itihasa means old history. The itihas does not mean it has to be learned chronologically there. Now, if you keep it, history of millions and trillions of years, it is impossible to keep. Therefore, most important incidences in the history, they are picked up and they are sorted in the Puran. So, Puranas means Mahabharata is also history. You have heard the name of Mahabharata. Maha means great. And Bharata, now we call India, from foreigners they call India. India is not the proper name. The whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha. India is accidentally a term to be named a certain portion of the world. But actually, the whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. And the history, greater Bharatvarsha. Greater Bharatvarsha, great Bharatvarsha. The history of the world. The Puranas are also history of the world. Or history of the universe. There are many incidences we are taken from other planets. read Puranas, Mahabharat, and the Mahabharat especially was composed by Vyasadeva for less intelligent class of men. One who cannot understand the Vedas are not understood by three classes of men. Three Shudra Vijavandhuna, Traina Sruti Gochara. Trai means the Vedas, where three kinds of processes are recommended. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upasanakanda. Karmakanda means the ritual section. Jnanakanda, the philosophical section, just like the Upanishad. And Upasanakanda. Upasanakanda, there are many recommendations for worshipping the demigod. Ultimately, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, these Vedas are not sometimes understood by three classes of men. Sri Shudra Vijavandhu. Three classes are omen. Omen and Shudra and Vijavandhu. Vijavandhu means the friends of the twice born. The twice born are three classes of men. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. That's why they are given the chance to take second birth by Upanayan Sanskar, by purificatory process of offering the sacred prayer. That is second birth. So, the second birth ceremony is offered to the high class of men. Not high class of men by birth, but by quality. Chatur Bandham, Maya System, Guna Karma, Dhuhal. By developing good qualities. So, this Mahabharata is also meant for, not for the high class men. Just try to understand. Sri Shudra Vijavandhuna, it was meant for women and Shudra and Vijavandhu. Vijavandhu means born in high family, but one hasn't got the qualities. He's called Vijavandhu. And so far Mahabharata is concerned, actually, in our childhood, I used to read Mahabharata before my grandma. And the afternoon, after taking rest, she would call me and ask me to recite Mahabharata. There is edition, vernacular edition of Mahabharata. So we learned Mahabharata in association with grandmother from the childhood. So, these are ityas. I'm explaining to you. These are all histories. Now, if you read simply Mahabharata, which is meant for the Shudras and the woman class and the less intelligent persons born in higher class society, you will find in Mahabharata so sublime literature. You will find sociology, history, religion, culture, everything. But this was meant for the less intelligent. Now, how much we have been degraded that we cannot understand even Mahabharata. And in the Mahabharata is the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the portion of Mahabharata. And such Bhagavad Gita is being studied by many great scholars and philosophers at the present moment. Still they cannot understand. Try to understand, which was made for the less intelligent class of man. Now it is very difficult to understand. So what class of man we are? That is my point. Sri Shudra Vijavandhuna, the Mahabharata was made for less intelligent class of man and woman. And now at the present moment, we cannot even understand Mahabharata. Then what less intelligent class of man we are? Try to understand. Or what intelligent class of men were there? That is to be understood. Therefore, if we want to make improvement of our life by studying this Vedic literature, It is very, very difficult, especially in these days. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's formula, Kalona Sivana Sivana Sivagatidanatha. In these days, there is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. Only simply chant this Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama Iva Kivalam. And you will find actual results, and you are finding already. So, this is the only process you can elevate to your perfection stage of spiritual consciousness. Thank you.
All glory.